Thank you, Dean Braun. Class of 2014, welcome to Swarthmore College. We're delighted that you are joining our much beloved community. Yours is a very special class. Now, of course, each one of you is special individually, but you're also special collectively. No class will ever again have this distinction that you have. The year you graduate, Swarthmore will celebrate its 150th anniversary. We will have lots of parties. You will represent to all of our alumni, all the faculty and the staff, the accumulation of 150 years, and you will also represent to us the future. You are the sesquicentennial class. And so, since you represent all this history, I wanted to tell you a little bit about the history of Swarthmore. In 1853, the Hicksite Quakers formed a committee on education to explore how to provide higher education for their children. The Hicksites were a small but high-impact group of progressive religious activists. They were abolitionists, suffragettes, and pacifists. And they were most especially radical thinkers. They wanted to make sure their children and others were nurtured in the context of Hicksite Quaker values and with the most rigorous intellectual and practical training. The 1854 Committee on Education report offered the very first vision of Swarthmore College, stating that the best interest of our society demands an institution where our children can receive an education in its truest sense, by cultivation of their intellectual and moral powers. Today, the Quaker values of simplicity, rigorous examination of conscience, generous giving, social responsibility, and the peaceful resolution of conflicts are still very much in Swarthmore's educational bedrock and communal DNA. And the thirst for intellectual rigor enlivens the spirit of our daily lives. The Hicksite Quakers, including our own very special Lucretia Mott, the founder of women's political advocacy in this country, were decidedly countercultural. They were skeptical of the assumed ways of the world, even as they devoted themselves to improving this world by addressing social ills and also building the world through professions including commerce, science, law, politics, and education. I am honored to welcome you into this long tradition of countercultural intellectuals devoted to setting the world aright and anew. I invite you and advise you to celebrate, embrace, experiment, and practice the Swarthmore ethos of counterculturalism. By counterculturalism, I don't mean the 1960s version of dropping out or deciding not to take advantage of your education or adopting the now very tired slogans of the far left or the far right. These examples of being different are far too superficial in light of Swarthmore's deep commitments to critical and creative thinking. I mean quite simply, minding the light, seeking and following your inner conscience, thinking for yourself, and always questioning authority. Lucretia Mott's mantra was truth for authority, not authority for truth. Not a bad motto in 1864, not a bad life goal in 2010. I invite you to live this phrase, mind the light, daily. Don't be too sure of what is right. Be a truth seeker, not a truth protector. Truth is not revealed, of course, by how you dress, what you earn, what party, religion, or advocacy group you belong to. It's about asking questions about fundamental truths, taken for granted assumptions, risking loyalty to what is dear to you in order to seek and follow the truth. Be as suspicious of your own idols of truth as you are of those of the people around you. The Swarthmore way is to live new questions. Alumni working in business, government, law, education, nonprofit organizations, the arts, science, and medicine express a bold Swarthmore-like curiosity, a willingness to ask new questions, a persistent seeking for truth. Swarthmoreans, what we call Swatties when they graduate, live their lives of curiosity, taking pleasure in thinking and imagining new worlds. Albert Einstein once observed, the important thing is not to stop questioning. Curiosity has its own reason for existing. Einstein received an honorary degree from Swarthmore, so he, too, is part of our community of counterculturalists. As you will come to realize in short order, this community of individuals takes great pleasure in stretching our minds, trying out different ideas, disciplines, and cultural meanings, exploring new worlds of inquiry and performance. We all try to be like Alice in Wonderland in thinking six impossible things before breakfast. We like to think and think hard. It brings us great satisfaction and quite frequently great joy. We also hold the highest regard for the Quaker values of community building, consensus decision making, and civil and peaceful resolution of disputes. This enduring set of values has resulted in a distinct and powerful model of community. At Swarthmore, community is not just another buzzword for groupthink or social conformity. It's the manifestation of a substantive community of passionate individuals. Whether on the soccer field, in the lab, in your dorm, in a theater group, or at Sharples, you will experience a sense of genuine community unlike any you have ever felt before. You will know that you belong to a place that values your individuality, even as it encourages and inspires your contributions to the greater good. You will respect one another as you work through your disagreements. You will support one another as you challenge each other's ideas. And you will embrace the idea that real communities are not bound together by sameness, but rather by individual difference linked together for the common good. For the rest of your life, you will bear Swarthmore's tradition, and you will contribute to our legacy. I hope for you three things. One, that you carry this tradition of thinking and living counterculturally now and into the future. That you will stretch your minds each new day and try on perspectives quite distinct from your own. Two, that you'll reach out, truly reach out to those who are different from yourself and try to understand their points of view intimately and comprehensively. That your first instinct is to invite rather than reject, and your second is to understand rather than rebuff. And three, that you will join us in the fun, the adventure, and the fulfillment that results from cultivating this community of mindful living and learning as countercultural intellectuals dedicated to setting the world anew and aright. Welcome to Swarthmore.